Thus, from all I've just said, you can easily conclude that these theaters, apart from many definitely maleficent consequences, which I shall soon describe in detail, cannot, of course, contribute anything toward that lofty aim of the Babylonian learned beings when they created, for the first time, that form of conscious representation of perceptions for evoking associative reactions in other beings like themselves. All the same, it must be admitted that these theaters and contemporary actors, of course accidentally, did provide for the process of their ordinary being existence one not-so-bad result. To understand what this not-so-bad result consists of, I must first explain another particularity that has become proper to the common presence of beings who arise according to the principle of Itoklanots. According to this principle, the elaboration and the presence of these beings of the energy necessary for what is called their waking state depends on the quality of the associations proceeding in them during their complete passivity, or as your favorites say, during sleep. And vice versa, the energy needed to make this sleep productive is elaborated from the associative process going on in them during the waking state, which in its turn is dependent on the quality or intensity of their activity. This was the case for those terrestrial three-brain beings ever since great nature was compelled, as I have already told you, to replace the full Asnatanian principle, which until then had been proper to their presence, with the principle of Itoklanots. Thereupon there was acquired, and still remains in the process of their existence, the particularity that if, as they say, they sleep well, they will be awake well, and vice versa. If their waking state is bad, they will also sleep badly. And so, my boy, since in recent times they have been existing very abnormally, the established automatic tempo that previously had more or less helped the appropriate associations to proceed in them has also undergone a change, so that now they sleep badly, and when awake are even worse off than before. And the reasons why these contemporary theaters with their actors have come to be useful for improving the quality of their sleep is to be found in the following circumstances. After the need to actualize being Paktog duty had entirely disappeared from the presence of most of them, and all the associations of unavoidably perceived shocks began to flow during their waking state only from various already automatized series of former imprints, made up of impressions experienced long ago and endlessly repeated, there disappeared in them even the instinctive need inherent in three-brained beings to receive all sorts of new shocks vital for three-brained beings, which issue either from their inner, separately spiritualized being parts or from the conscious perception of associations coming from without, namely, just those conscious being associations upon which depends the intensity of transformation of every kind of being energy in the presence of beings. In the last 3 centuries, the very process of their existence has become such that in the presence of most of them, there have almost ceased to arise during their daily existence any of those confrontative associations which usually precede in three-brain beings as a result of every kind of new perception and from which alone data can crystallize in them for their own individuality. Well then, when your favorites, leading their daily lives in this manner, go to these present-day theaters and watch the senseless manipulations of the actors, and receive shocks one after another from reminiscences of previously perceived images, no less senseless and absurd, there willy-nilly appear in them, during this waking state of theirs, more or less tolerable being associations, so that when they get home and go to bed, they sleep much better than usual. But although these contemporary theaters, with all that goes on in them, happen to be an excellent means for helping our favorites to sleep better, of course only for today, the objectively evil consequences they entail for beings, particularly for the rising generation, are incalculable. The greatest harm done by these theaters is that they serve as an additional factor for the complete destruction in three-brain beings of all possibilities of ever feeling a need proper to them, called the need for real perceptions. And they have become such a maleficent factor chiefly because of the following. When they go to their theaters and, sitting quietly, watch the varied yet senseless manipulations and manifestations of contemporary actors, although they are in their usual waking state, all their associations, whether mental or emotional, proceed in them exactly as they must during their complete passivity or sleep. That is to say, when they receive a large number of accidental shocks which stimulate previously received shocks already perceived and automatized in a series of impressions, and when the functioning of the organs of digestion and sex in projected onto it, all this hinders the flow of these conscious being associations, which, pitiable as they are, have somehow become automated to produce in them a more or less correct tempo for the transformation of the substances required for their passive existence, during which the substances required for their active existence must be transformed. In other words, during the time they spend in these theaters, they are not entirely in that passive state in which the transformation of substances required for their usual waking state has become more or less automatized, and so these contemporary theaters of theirs are merely an additional maleficent factor for the destruction of the need for real perceptions. Among many other evil aspects of their contemporary art, one of the most obviously ignored but most harmful for all the three-brain beings there, as regards the possibility of acquiring conscious individual being, are the radiations of the contemporary representatives of art themselves. Although these maleficent radiations have gradually become the lot or the specific attribute of the representatives of all branches of their art, my detailed physico-chemical investigations definitely showed me that they are always most pernicious in those contemporary artists or actors who perform in these theaters of theirs. The evil effect on all the rest of your favorites of the totality of the radiations given off by these actors has become distinctly noticeable in their present civilization, particularly during recent times. Doubtless, in previous epochs, certain of the ordinary beings there also took up that profession. Yet in those days, on the one hand, data for Hasnamusian properties did not always become completely crystallized in the presence of every one of them. And on the other hand, all the other beings instinctively sensed the maleficent influence radiating from these professionals, and hence were on their guard and took great care to behave toward them in a corresponding manner. Indeed, in former centuries, these artists or actors were relegated by other beings everywhere to the lowest caste and were regarded with contempt. Even at the present time in many communities, for instance on the continent of Asia, it's not acceptable for people to shake hands with them, as is almost always the custom when meeting beings like oneself. In these communities, it is still considered defiling to sit at the same table with these actors and to eat with them. But on the continent that is now the chief place of what is called their cultured existence, the contemporary beings not only consider these actors to be on the same inner level as themselves, but even imitate their appearance, and at the present time do so to the nth degree.